Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
New flight delay rules.
This is a shot across the airline industry's bow.
Countdown for TikTok.
It is a national security risk.
Final approval for foreign aid.
We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, pressure increases on TikTok and on airlines with action in Washington. First, new measures from the White House pose a challenge for commercial airlines and could save us money when we fly and run into delays.
It's just very, very frustrating. We need to get home.
Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
These new Department of Transportation rules that will be going into effect say you can get a refund for a canceled flight. If you're delayed more than 3 hours for a domestic flight or more than 6 hours internationally, you can also get a refund if you choose not to fly. Also, bag fees must be refunded if a checked bag is significantly delayed, and refunds must be given if any services you paid for aren't provided, like broken Wi-Fi.
Senate action last night could lead to a possible ban against the social media platform TikTok. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
They have a year to be sold or divested by their China-based owner or face the prospect of a ban in the United States within that year, shutting down access to 170 million American users and millions of small businesses. In a Congress that seemingly can't agree on anything, this passed with overwhelming bipartisan support amid concerns China could use TikTok to exploit and access private Americans' information. One lawmaker called it a spy balloon in your phone. Another said it's a possible tool for propaganda.
TikTok is expected to mount a legal challenge. President Biden's signature is all that's needed now after Senate passage last night of $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after months of delays. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill is one of the most consequential measures Congress has passed in years to protect America's security and the future, the very future of Western democracy.
Now to New York's Columbia University, where pro-Palestinian protests have been going on for a week, and CBS's Nancy Chen says those in an encampment have been told to pack up and move.
Outside of Columbia University's campus, demonstrators continue to rally. After the school's administration warned students on campus to dismantle their camps or face consequences, some are seen breaking them down, while others remain defiant. At NYU, plywood barricades were erected yesterday around a campus plaza after unruly demonstrations Monday night. New York City Mayor Eric Adams blamed the unrest on outside agitators.
People who peacefully protest, they're not throwing bottles and chairs.
At Columbia, protesters reiterated their demands, including an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. And one of the most crucial components, cutting off any financial interests connected to Israel.
Day off today for the Donald Trump criminal trial after testimony from former tabloid publisher David Pecker, who described efforts to suppress negative stories about Trump. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
He actually had a meeting with Michael Cohen and Donald Trump, and that this catch and kill scheme would go forward to affect the results of the 2016 election.
If you signed a contract with your employer, parts of it could be null and void soon. Here's CBS's Jolene Kent.
The Federal Trade Commission plans on banning non-compete clauses, and those are parts of employer contracts that bar workers across industries from leaving for a competitor or starting a competing business. Now, some say non-competes help employers protect their trade secrets, while others argue the clauses are overly restrictive. The FTC says its ban would translate to $524 more dollars each year for the average worker. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce called the ban an unlawful power grab and said it would sue to block it.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The U.S. Supreme Court today considers an Idaho case that will determine when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans enacted after the decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The conflict is between Idaho's law and a federal law called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act that requires hospitals who receive Medicare funding to actually provide necessary stabilizing treatment to pregnant women in cases of emergencies.
The Justice Department is paying just over $138 million to settle more than 100 claims that it mishandled allegations of sexual assault against the former sports doctor Larry Nassar, some of them from Olympic gymnasts. John Manley is an attorney for 34 victims.
It is my firm belief and the belief of anybody who spent any time on this case that there were others higher up in the FBI who knew about this and assisted in the cover-up at a minimum.
Tennessee Republican lawmakers have passed a bill that would let some teachers and staff carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. The Nashville School District says it believes only, quote, active duty law enforcement should carry weapons on campus. In Louisiana, sex offenders can be sentenced to chemical castration, but a plea deal in the case of a 54-year-old convicted rapist means 50 years in prison and physical castration. Assistant DA Brad Cassio.
This is one of those tools in a prosecutor's toolbox, and if I have the opportunity to do it and I think that it's just and that the crime calls for it, I'm going to try my best to use it.
It's unclear when the unusual punishment will be carried out. It could be done as late as a week from the man's planned release date. Lawmakers in Louisiana are working on a bill that could expand the use of physical castration for child sex crime convicts. United Health says hackers stole health and personal information of potentially a substantial portion of Americans from its systems back in February. It affected its medical claim processing arm, impacting about half of all claims in the country, and a ransom was paid. The FDA has expanded approval of the drug Wegovy for people who are obese and have heart problems. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says that could mean Medicare coverage for millions.
The new FDA-approved use of Wegovy potentially allows access for just over 25% of the 13.7 million people on Medicare diagnosed with obesity or overweight.
Well, after 50 years in an attic...
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
A guitar played by John Lennon on Help and by George Harrison in the Beatles' song Norwegian Wood is going up for auction. The auction house says it's like finding a lost Rembrandt or Picasso in the 12-string Hootenanny acoustic. Still plays like a dream.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A new lawsuit with a shocking claim from a dozen couples targets an IVF clinic.
The couples accuse Ovation Fertility in California of implanting embryos that workers knew were already dead after allegedly exposing the embryos to lethal amounts of hydrogen peroxide. Brooke and her husband Bennett have been struggling with fertility issues since 2022.
I went through a lot of painful injections. This is a lot of time and effort. And then to find out that that was all for nothing was just devastating.
We came to these facilities hoping for the best care, the best medical practices, and to have this happen is unacceptable.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The cicadas are so loud in Newberry County, South Carolina, people are calling the sheriff's office. Some aren't sure what the sound is. Others say they thought it was a siren. Trillions are emerging from the ground right now in the eastern U.S. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.